It's been a year since mental health care services offered through Idaho's Medicaid program were privatized. Medicaid is the federal state program that pays for health insurance for poor and disabled Idahoans. Emily Ritter Saunders reports that since Optum Idaho took over the state's mental health portion of Medicaid, some recipients have seen their services cut back or eliminated.
9-year-old Kendra sits in one of the private rooms on the second floor of Boise's downtown public library with her community-based rehabilitation services worker, Jennifer Beeson. Beeson slides a workbook to Kendra. It's what she calls a feelings journal.
You know, relieved is.
Without missing a beat, Kendra starts to rattle off examples.
Like, you forgot to bring home a paper, a really, really important paper. And then you brought it home, but you left in your backpack and you thought you left it at school. And then you're relieved that you still have it.
For a year and a half, Kendra and Beeson have spent about 4 hours each week developing social and personal skills Kendra falls short on because of a tumultuous start to her life. Kendra was abused and neglected and in foster home by the time she was three.
No child should go through what she went through.
That's Ginger Kreider, Kendra's adoptive mom.
It put her in severe trauma. She had no coping skills.
That's why Kendra has been receiving community-based rehabilitation, or CBRS, individual counseling, and occupational therapy. They've all been paid for through Medicaid. But Kendra's library appointment was one of her last CBRS sessions. That's because Optum is deliberately cutting or eliminating one of Idaho's most used behavioral health services, CBRS, also known as psychosocial rehabilitation. Becky DiVittorio is Optum Idaho's executive director.
It's important to reemphasize the transformation the state is doing to focus care on the use of more evidence-based practices.
She repeats an often used line as the company has faced criticism from service providers and lawmakers during the bumpy first year of Optum's 3-year contract. The state and Optum say that overhauling the behavioral health portion of Idaho's Medicaid program won't be smooth, but say it will be worth it. Both anticipate better care through evidence-based treatment. But Ginger Kreider says CBRS has been a big reason Kendra is improving.
They tackle every life event you think to prepare her for when she gets older. If we don't take care of the kids now, then it's going to cost a lot more money to rehabilitate them as adults.
While Kendra has a long list of diagnoses, Optum's medical director says community-based rehabilitation isn't the right treatment for her. It could even be hurting her progress in forming a bond with her new family. Instead, Optum recommends that Kreider enrolls in family therapy and parenting classes. Optum has increased the use of individual and family therapy over the last year, but it has also cut CBRS by 10%. As Kendra's case highlights, Optum and the state believe there are Idahoans who've been getting the wrong treatment. Even the service providers acknowledge that CBRS has been used as a one-size-fits-all solution. A big reason, they say, is that Medicaid in Idaho hasn't been willing to pay for alternatives.
A lot of the treatment programs, et cetera, just weren't brought in. And so that is a valid criticism, I think.
State Representative Fred Wood, himself a physician, is a Republican from Burley who chairs the Idaho House Health and Welfare Committee.
But that's the past. And just because that was the way we used to do it and it was wrong doesn't mean that that's the way we ought to do it in the future.
Community-based rehabilitation is the appropriate treatment for someone diagnosed with schizophrenia, according to the American Psychological Association. So it was a shock to Teresa Kozierzinski and her providers when she nearly lost her CBRS. 28-year-old Teresa has schizoaffective disorder. It's a mix of bipolar and schizophrenia. She's been in and out of Idaho's state hospitals since she was 15. Teresa and her CBRS worker, Kristen Cordero, sit at a picnic table at a Boise park working through her monthly finances.
I just got a raise, right?
So how much do you think you're going to need? Because you're also going to have to get food because now you don't have food stamps.
Teresa has told her caregivers the near constant voices in her head make her aggressive. That's why she can't work. Instead, she lives off Social Security disability. Teresa spends 6 hours a week with Cordero to learn how to better function in the community.
If she didn't see me, she would never leave her apartment. She would isolate to her apartment, and that would make it worse.
Cordero is one of four service providers who see her each week. Every 3 months, Teresa's services are up for review by Optum, and every 3 months, she and Cordero worry a change in services could have a big impact on Teresa's fragile situation.
I think my Social Security would go down. because if something bad happened, who would I go to?
Teresa doesn't have family in Idaho. Her community-based rehabilitation, individual therapy, medication management, and in-home personal care, while not perfect, have kept her safe and out of the hospital. But it's a life wholly reliant on a state system in flux. For KBSX News, I'm Emily Ritter-Saunders.